Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. I'm your host, Matt. Let's see. I woke up like only a half an hour ago, Pistony, and I'm here with Buff Chick Dip Will.
Why are you yelling?
Am I yelling?
No.
This is.
I'm hungover.
Oh. Well, I just woke up. I sound loud in my headphones, so I was like, am I yelling? But everyone said this was a good level. Yeah, I was at Will's. Will was drinking. Having a good time, and now he's suffering the consequences of his ungodly ways, punished by the Lord himself.
Beelzebub.
Also here,
a product to deliver.
This man is committed. Also here is Charles Not Chucky. How are you?
Good. I've been up for a couple hours now. I was not at Will's party.
No, you weren't. You could have made it if you left the day before.
I could have, but then we have to get dog sitters and cats.
Just bring the dogs. There were dogs there.
It was dog friendly.
Yeah. I met Will's dog. Really love dogs. Will's dog is great.
Yep.
10 out of 10 dog. I was throwing the frisbee. So the dog set me up and I got yelled at by Will. The dog walked up to me with a frisbee in its mouth. And I said, oh, I'll throw the frisbee. So I throw the frisbee a couple times. And then Will comes up. He's like, don't use that frisbee. It's hard plastic. It's going to hurt its teeth. I was like, the dog brought it to me. It's like, what do you want me to do? I have to fucking tell the dog to not fucking bring me a friggin' the wrong frisbee.
He doesn't know what's good for him. He has broken teeth because he chewed his way out of a metal cage when he was a puppy.
Yeah. So he knows what he's doing. But yeah, I went to Will's yesterday for a little Labor Day barbecue. Good time. I'll let Will expand upon that if there's anything else there. But let's go with you, Charles. You weren't here last week, right?
Yeah. I was gone. I was in Chicago.
Chicago. Why were you there?
Yeah.
Were you protesting?
I was there for the Democratic National Convention. No, was that in Chicago, actually?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. That's weird timing.
Did you get a vasectomy?
Yeah. Or an abortion?
I did.
I heard they had
both.
They had a mobile van outside. Man, imagine wanting to be represented by that. It's insane.
And serving up tacos at the same time. Weird.
There was a third window.
Worst carnival ever.
Yeah. No, we were there. Jess had a race, overnight 12-hour race, so went up there for that. It's funny, though, because last week y'all were talking about, Sam was talking about going through Portland. We drove through Gary, Indiana, and I've never been in a place where I was like, oh my God, lock the doors. Let's hope the car doesn't break down, because I've never seen something. I've never seen such an impoverished area before. Have y'all been to Gary, Indiana?
Oh my God, I'm looking at pictures of it.
No.
Oh my God, yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, but is it like impoverished or are there like tent cities of...
Not tent cities, but like place. Most of the houses are falling apart type place.
It's like, it's like an abandoned place then.
Yeah, it's like Detroit. It's what we imagine Detroit is.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures. Whew.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of areas in St. Louis that looked like this.
Yeah.
And I was like shocked that there was just half fallen in buildings that they let
see. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, went up there, boring ass drive up there. Like we drove 12 hours to get there and back. And we drove across the state of Ohio.
You just drove through Gary, Indiana. There's no...
Yeah, to get around traffic, Google Maps was like, oh, hey, take this shortcut through Gary, Indiana. And we're like, Google Maps, why are you trying to do this to us?
They need to add a feature like avoid tolls, but avoid ghettos.
Yeah. What the hell happened to Gary, Indiana? Now I'm curious. Listen, you guys see the rest of the episode. I'm going to just research this and chime in every once in a while when I find a nugget of interest.
Isn't that where Michael Jackson's from as well?
Oh, is that what happened?
Yes. Yes. The Jackson's family home is in Gary, Indiana.
The whole economy was based around his success.
I was going to say, yeah.
I think what happened to it was, I mean, it's one of the, like, what is it? Part of the Rust Belt. So, you know, industry just left the area and everyone else moved to Chicago, apparently.
Oh shit!
Yeah, but yeah, wow. We were up there for a 12-hour race. Just did an overnight race there. came back the next day, went to Indiana Sand Dunes, and I've been busy working my ass off all week.
So, nice.
Yeah, because I never updated, but the job I complained so much about terminated me 2 weeks ago. So
we figured we'd let you tell people.
Yeah. Yeah, they terminated my position. Yes. They terminated my position due to budgetary reasons. And I got
Charles being a negative Nancy all day. Get this guy out of here. He's bringing down the vibe.
The 2 days a week he's
people in the hallway trying to pass you.
Guy's always running.
Yeah, I got the full corporate treatment. My previous jobs have been terminated. They're like, yeah, we're letting you go. And if you need any help, such and such, it's like, I did my morning meeting, got a call. And I was, once I answered the video call in my best, like, home t-shirt I had possible, the head of HR was also on the call. And I was like, oh, this is a good sign. And yeah, they let me know. And it's crazy because they're like, oh, by the way, by the end of this call, you will no longer have access to your Microsoft account. Everything will be like cut off. Your work laptop, you won't have access to. So let us know if you need to get access to that. And it's like immediately like cut off. And I was like, well, this sucks. But hey, at least like I was disappointed, but I was more mad. They were just like, goodbye. And that was it.
Yeah,
they don't
and
treat
the IDF came in and raided your apartment.
Yeah, so
and then call and there's an HR there. You just go, I'm not continuing this call without representation, and then just click off.
I knew immediately because I already had a feeling. I was like, no one. You ever have that feeling where you're walking around, and people are like no longer talking to you, kind of thing, or only a certain amount of people act like you exist?
No.
Oh, well, yeah, that's how it was working at this place, because there was a couple people I was friendly with, and then I would just do the polite like pass, and people like, hey, how's it going? And they would just keep walking by like I didn't look at them, wave, nod. I'm just like, oh, okay, cool.
See where this is going. Yeah.
Mad at this job, and I'm already working another gig that I'm actually not allowed to really talk about. So staying busy.
It's the film adaptation of Mein Kampf.
Yes. Animated. I am writing. I wrote it and I'm animated.
Yeah, animated. It's Charles's first foray into animation.
Go to my GoFundMe. You can join the top tier, the Führer level, and it's great.
Oh, not a bad tier system.
Yeah.
Well, sorry to hear about that. Happy to hear about that.
Oh yeah, I'm actually quite happy. This was initially the plan all along. Was I was going to leave this job.
Yeah.
So, but
it's honestly probably better to get fired, because then you can do whatever you need to do as far as like, well, I do need assistance.
I was just about to do that, and I picked up another freelancing gig, so I'm technically getting paid, so I couldn't actually cash out my unemployment. But
well, not yet. I think you have like a whole window of time.
Huge window of time. The only thing I'm pissed about is they take my FSA. So I had nearly $300 in my FSA, and that's gone. So you don't get access to it because I no longer have. Actually, I don't have health insurance as of this recording.
Oh man,
that's illegal.
I was gonna say, I don't think they could take that FSA. That's contributions.
I can submit receipts to it to get it, and then to like get money out of it. But the rest, it's. Is it an FSA? Or am I confusing it with the HSA? Whichever one you can't roll over each year. I think it's the FSA.
I don't know.
I mean, my wife's in HR. I can go get her if you want.
Like, hey, if someone has money in an FSA and they get terminated, do they have access to that money in there or do they not?
Yeah.
I'm sure she just would love to field that question on a leisurely Sunday morning.
This is going to be a completely different podcast now.
Well, yeah. Well, this is my bread and butter, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love fighting the fight.
Yeah.
But I guess moving on. Will, how was your party?
Well, you tell me. You were there. I mean, I think everybody
good.
Had
hey,
a
that,
great time.
That chicken was good. The chicken drumsticks?
Oh, yeah. People raved about those.
Those were good.
A nice, simple recipe I make often. Underutilized are the chicken drumsticks for a cookout. They're cheap, easy to season and marinate. And it's really hard to fuck them up. But I'm glad you enjoyed them. A lot of people brought food, and it was all delicious.
Yep. Good
I still
stuff.
Have a big ass bag of chicken fingers in the fridge.
Nice, dude.
But yeah, the party was great. I rented the giant inflatable water slide, which was way bigger than I expected.
Very big. It was bigger than his house by kind of a lot. Say,
does that take up your whole backyard? Based on the photo, it looked like it was the whole backyard.
Oh, I also had a regulation volleyball net set up. So, plenty of space. Damn. But, yeah, the water slide, big hit. The kids were just going ape shit for nonstop, four straight hours up and down the thing.
Yeah.
I don't think any kid ate a piece of food, except maybe some cotton candy, because I also had a cotton candy machine.
Yeah. That
purchased. I now own it forever.
Oh, you bought that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like an industrial cotton candy machine.
You bought a cotton candy machine?
It's not even like a freaking, like, hey, Target's selling a cotton candy machine, and it's like colorful. This is like industrial grade steel.
Yep.
The whole thing. The cotton candy came out great.
Yeah, my wife did a great job spinning it up. But I was going to rent it. And it was like half the cost to just purchase one. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to have another party. So now it's in the repertoire. Next year,
I'll rent it from you.
Hey,
anytime. I'll be a good rate.
All the parties I get, I'll be like, hey, let me get this for the day.
Yep.
I can't wait for you to just start spinning up your own cotton candy. Sometimes just walk it, just like, hey.
Oh my God.
What you got?
I said I was going to cotton candy. We were going to put it in the bedroom.
Oh.
Just midnight, just
like when Kramer buys the deli slicer.
Oh yeah. But no, the water slide was a hit. I also 3D printed a trophy, and I had no idea how or why I was going to give it out, and for whatever reason, except towards the end of the party I just decided that Wednesday Bistany was the MVP of the water slide.
Yeah.
And she won the trophy.
That's sick. Right.
She was pumped.
Yeah.
It warmed my heart this year. But Matt, talk about how Wednesday utilized this water slide compared to the other children.
So we all know, we've already gone over the size of this slide. It's probably, 25 feet tall?
I think it's 16 feet tall.
Okay. We'll say 25 for story embellishment. So it's 40 feet tall. And so it's tall. It's big. Even at 16 feet, that's high.
Yeah.
It is.
And you just went up and you slid down, and at the bottom there was like a scoop kind of wall catch of the continuation of the inflatable. And I knew, well, if you're on the Discord, top5ofdeath.com, you can actually see photos of the water slide in there. So if you want to check it out yourself, go to top5ofdeath.com, join the Discord, greatest community in the history of the planet, and you can see pictures there. So the kids would slide down it and they kind of like bump into or kind of slam into the catch there and like bounce off or whatever. But the difference between Wednesday and other children is Wednesday is has the density of like a fullback in like a compact form. So she's nothing but like just girth in like muscle and whatever. And so she goes up to it. And when she slides down so fast that when she hits that catch all, the kids are bumping out of it, her legs kick up in the air and flips her completely into a flip. Like she does a complete backflip ass over tea kettle and like is like landing on her head and like just hitting that thing with like much more veracity than every other kid, just because the way she's like built and designed. Everyone else is like, you know, all the girls are like tall and lanky and skinny. Like even my oldest is like that. And then like the boys are like, they're just kind of like little boy bodies, whatever. But then Wednesday's just like this fucking dump truck. And she's just like, yeah. And she has no fear. She came in. She was like, oh, I'll go. Just went up, bombed down, and was just like, woo. And then like kept doing it, like Will said, for like 4.5 hours straight. But yeah, but then she won the trophy. It says you're a wiener, which she does not understand the pun. So every time we say that, she's like, I'm not a wiener. It gets like upset. I was like, okay, yeah. So every time she shows somebody new, and they go, oh, you're the wiener. And she's like, no. But yeah, she had a great time.
Every time I saw her coming down the slide, all I could think of was people that were showing up to the party would see her come down and then go, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then they see this girl just do it 25 more times.
Yeah. That's right. People would come in because you'd have to like walk past the slide to like kind of enter the party. And if you're like walking past it as Wednesday was going down, people were like stopping and being like, I was like, no, that's what she's doing. How she operates.
That's normal. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hear one kid cry, and I, you know, there was no major injuries.
Well, Wednesday did bust her lip.
Oh, did she?
She was fine, though.
Damn.
Well, it was because friggin' my oldest, like, didn't get out of the way in time. So she, like, came down with that thing and just, like, slammed into her.
Oh, man. But, yeah. Oh, wait, what Hold a on. Party.
Something just fell down my stairs. Continue on.
Oh, no. Did this cat just take a tumble, or was it a child?
Hopefully Bruiser wasn't upstairs.
I can't believe we haven't gotten an appearance of this cat on the podcast. Because, I mean, I can sit here and I can scoop this cat. Look at this cat. There's fucking all over the place here. But I'm in the cat room.
I wanted to say one of the hosts, one of the most charming hosts, had a birthday this week.
So yes, he did.
To give a shout out to me because today's my birthday.
Wait, seriously? It's hard for me to know that because you have a fake birthday on Facebook.
Yeah, well, everybody gives me shit for that. I'm like, I don't ever, never put my information on websites. It's an easy way to suss out spam when they call you the wrong last name or something, or the wrong birthday. And plus, it's nice to get like a free Papagino small pizza in April instead of September.
Well, there you go. Well, happy birthday. You're the ripe age of somewhere between 30 and 50.
38.
30? There you go. Hey, you're a year younger than Sam, who is apparently 39, because Facebook let me know that.
Yeah, he looks older, though.
It is. As you can tell, Sam's not here. He was... Apparently, he's one of the few people... One of the few people who found, what is it, the Polybius machines? So...
Oh, my God. Yeah,
he's clearly gone off the grid. Yeah, we're no longer going to see Sam anymore.
When, I don't know what that is.
You don't know what the Polybius machine is?
Never heard of it.
Okay, so I'll give you a short...
I'm upset about that.
Oh. So there is a true story. I'm going to say true, but it's probably not. But the story is that these machines existed. No one knows where they came from. No one knows what they are. But they got put in arcades, and what they did was, is while you were playing it, it would flash things in certain like patterns to hypnotize people. And like there are like stories of like people playing it and just like droning off, looking at the screen for like hours. And then like arcade owners would be like, they didn't really know where like the machine kind of came from. And then like men in black would show up and just like go over to the machine and like pull something out of it or take the machine away and like no questions asked and like just disappear with it. And there's like not a lot of history behind it. It was like made by someone, but there's only like a few of them left. And Sam found one. And that's
somehow. And he's not here.
He's not here.
He's gone. He texted us at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
That he's like, God, Charles, by the way, I'm not going to make it.
Your response killed me.
Well, yeah, it's true. We're never going to see him again. It's like
I know an MIB agent when I see one or something like that.
Yeah. But yeah. So no Sam.
Yeah.
Anymore, probably. We don't know.
And when he does come back, he'll probably be like, you know, it's probably going to happen. I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, aliens are real. He's going to be like, no, they're not. He'll take a real hard stance against me.
Yeah. And it'll be the question of, did he spend too much time in Portland or was he really captured by MIB?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. Let's see. My quick. Where are we at? Where's my? All right, we're at 19 minutes. I'm going to give myself 3 minutes here.
All right.
A Super Bowl update. It's less of a Super Bowl, just like more of like an interesting thing. But I think probably the most interesting thing to come out of the most recent times is basically yet another, you know, victory for the tinfoil hats there with Mark Zuckerberg writing a letter just being like, yeah, the Biden administration pressured Facebook to censor people all throughout the COVID vaccine rollout and just all of the government pressure that they've gotten from the Biden and administration and the White House, and basically how he's like, we've put things in place to not ever have that happen to us again, and all this stuff. So for the people that are like, they're not censoring you, it's just misinformation or blah blah blah, nope, everyone knew it. He kind of alluded to it on Joe Rogan like a year or two ago, but just flat out wrote an official letter to Congress just stating that that happened and he regrets it. And he's basically trying to be like, hey, for the future, no one can't, like, basically trying to be like a neutral person in the political world of like, we're not doing anything in any direction, but we'll see. But it's crazy because, you know, during that time, it was like a pretty big hot button thing. It was like, you know, people who are pro, you know, COVID vax that just love authority were like, you're wrong. And we're like, something's up. And they're like, no, you're crazy. And it's like, well, then the Twitter files got exposed and then this happened and the Facebook files got exposed. And if you're interested in something like that, there's an awesome episode of this guy from this guy, Mike Benz, on the Tucker Carlson podcast. This guy, Mike Benz, which I can totally respect. I never heard of him before. And I saw like the topic and I was like, with what was going on, I was like, oh, I'm kind of interested. So I like listened to it. One thing I will say I love is when someone is like a kind of like a single issue expert type of thing. And like, they just dedicate their whole life to like being that. So this guy was like ex-federal employee for a time, but his whole thing is just like freedom of speech, like on the internet and just like how governments use communication in like just a bunch of different ways throughout history. And it was really, really, really interesting. But they touch upon like this whole thing and yeah, it's good. So the presidential stuff is more of the same. Just Kamala Harris did her first interview with Dana Bash from CNN. She said that they did 40 minutes and they only edited and put out 18 minutes of an interview, and she did it with her VP. So to this day, it was pre-recorded, and God, you cannot support this person. I don't understand if you do. You're just not a human being as far as I'm concerned. But it's brutal. So that's where we're at with that. She's going to get, it's going to be, I don't know what's going to happen at that debate. It's going to be, so my debate prediction is she's not going to really have any good answers to the questions. She's just going to just bring up every like BuzzFeed Salon Trump headline she can over and over and over again. That's going to be her whole argument, and Trump's going to try to give some issues. If he's smart, he'll just ignore when she does that. I think he will, because he kind of did it before, because he knows that most people don't really buy a lot of what they're selling anymore. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I'm more interested in, I found out Vance and Waltz are going to debate. And
that's probably be a better one.
I'm more interested because J.D. Vance is... He's weird. Awkward. He's weird. He is legit weird, actually.
He doesn't do much.
Yeah.
He doesn't do much. People, he wears eyeliner. That's weird.
Which, what is with that? What is with that?
I don't know. People, this is one thing I can't like jump on board with like, you know, like I support Trump. I'm not like a huge Trump guy. I mean, I'll put it this way. I like Trump as a character before he was president. Like just like this whole like career of like, man, Trump's cool.
I feel like most people did.
Yeah. I like his policies a lot of the time. I think his policies make more sense than what has been proposed or done in the past. I don't think they're the best policies, but like in the options we're given, he is just the outright better policy driven candidate by a long shot. But like, no, J.D. Vance, like for me, I just can't get on board. I haven't like heard much of him. I'm sure he makes good points. I'm sure he's fine, but like you're saying, man, to me, he just like sucks the wind out of the room. And I'm like, whatever. Like, I would have much preferred a Vivek Ramaswamy, who like keeps that energy going and like is a great orator. And like, I like his like debate performances, and I think he's a cool guy. I just don't think he would have like pulled any voting numbers like J.D. Vance kind of will in those states. But it's like, I don't know. Like I said,
yeah,
it's not. Wouldn't have been my pick. Probably wouldn't have been like a top five pick for me, but whatever.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see Vivek.
Yeah, I think we'll get more of Vivek in the future, and I'm excited about that. But
he'll come around 4 years from now, or I guess what, 2 years from now when they start rolling in the
Vivek can. Basically almost anybody other than Trump. I mean, Trump could, right? I don't know, maybe they get some sort of super pill. But then, the other thing, too, is RFK dropped out and endorsed him.
Is he officially out? Like, this news came in while I was out. Is he out or is he still running?
He suspended his campaign, and now there are two states that are refusing to take him off the ballot, which is bizarre. Mm-hmm. The governor of Michigan or Minnesota, like, put out a video, which is like basically being like, we're going to cheat. We want him to pull votes from Trump, and that's what we're doing. And I was like, "How? Man, this is getting really wild." So there's that. He suspended his campaign, which is like, now everyone's like, man, I wish he was a VP. It came out that Trump did offer him the VP position while he was still running, and RFK declined. Tulsi Gabbard came out and endorsed Trump. I think
that's no surprise.
I think she was the best female Democratic candidate they've had, and they booted her out
two elections ago. She ran against Biden, right?
Yeah,
she ran against. She was Biden. The other one. Yeah,
Hillary Clinton called her a Russian Asian on national TV. They do not like her. She is not. And now she does not play ball.
Is she Republican officially, no. or she just she's no? no
she's
party.
Still very Democratic, but the Democrats are not the pot. They're not a real. They're an ideology at this point. They're not like a political party. They're an absolute like cult. They are a cult. You know how they're a cult? Because everyone said Biden's great, and then they said, no, you like Kamala now. They go, Kamala's great. And that's true. That's true. My favorite, the thing I think is going to be the biggest, which is like giving me a little bit more hope, is like the ads I see coming out now. I'm like, just like really nailing Kamala Harris against the wall, with her being like touting about how good Bidenomics is and how great it is and how this and that. And then now she's like, we got to fix this economy. And it's like, yo, you can't, you, it, it, listen, I get it. Intention spans are short, but they're not that short. So, you know, and that's how people have been like, she's going to fix the economy. It's like, yo, she fucking broke the economy. They're like, shut up.
It is very bizarre. It's like, we're going to fix everything. It's like, okay, start now.
Yeah.
Go to work now.
You're currently under, you're the ones running the company, the country.
Yeah.
So
you can do it now. And like the whole price gouging thing they're trying to go after is like, you guys, they're literally placating on stupid people. They people are like, the companies are greedy. And they're like, they operate at a 2% profit margin. And they go, yeah, well,
and they're greedy. Fed printed how much?
I know. Exactly. You printed trillions of dollars. They don't.
Hey, we all got those stimulus checks, though. So, yeah,
we got
those are still doing good.
And now our money doesn't buy half of what it used to, because that's what happens when you flood the country with printed money. The Fed is a fucking money printing scam. But yeah, so a little interesting. No assassination attempts. I'll tell you that. Yet.
Slow week.
I know. But we'll see. It's gearing up. It's September 1st as of today, right? So it's like only, you know, we're like really in the window. I can't wait to see what that October surprise is going to be. One of them's trans. I guarantee it. I don't know which one. I don't know. that's my
it's October surprise. Hey, it's J.D. Vance. He's going to switch. Pulling some of those female voters.
I mean, getting a lot of Democrats on their side.
Did you see his college pictures of him dressed up as a woman? It's pretty convincing.
I was just going to say, that's why those pictures came out of him dressed up as a woman.
Yeah, that was like taking the temperature.
That's where he discovered the eyeliner. He was like, this is a good look for me. And he just kept it going.
I look like a villain.
I'm a great smoky eye.
that's it exactly. Why would you want to look like a cartoon villain?
I don't know.
Turns out he's a big Dragon Ball nerd. He's just really into anime.
And he's just got a fat head.
he's not a great... I feel like they wanted another Mike Pence, just someone they could just put in there, but then he's less effective.
Yeah, so...
too many flies with that guy.
Another thing I was
Mike Pence
was
is
like,
a robot, so...
Oh my God, 100%. He is Principal Skinner in like human form.
Yes.
That's great.
It's sickening. But I was told that basically Trump got handed a list of VPs he was allowed to pick from, and Vance wasn't on the list, and that's another reason why people wanted him to not be on the earth anymore. But who knows? But it's crazy. We'll see what's going on. We'll see what's going on. But man, do yourself a favor, people. Let's do a little bit of research, please. Please. The love of God. I don't want those GIF memes I've been seeing going around to be true of like young men and women running off into like fiery ward, like destruction battle, and it just says the forever wars of 2029 when Taylor Swift and Beyonce told all their fans to vote for Kamala Harris. It's like, yeah, maybe. But speaking of dying, we have two rounds of deaths to get through.
Yeah. So
let's go all the way back to 2 weeks ago when Charles not one. Me dumb.
It's one of my like probably two more wins I'll have for the rest of the year.
There you go. Get him out of the way.
Yeah. So I too busy to actually produce deaths, which I thought I was going to do. So I had ChatGPT write a couple of obituaries. So first up, we have Sam. In a turn of events that surprised absolutely no one, Samuel Haddix, a man who spent his life avoiding instructions and ignoring safety warnings, took his final bow in the vast expanse of space at the age of 79. Sam, known for his wild ideas and even wilder hair, decided that Earth was simply too boring for his golden years. After convincing NASA, SpaceX, and his skeptical photography club that space travel was a breeze, Sam boarded a spacecraft bound for the stars, armed with nothing but a thermos of lukewarm coffee and a well-worn copy of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Once in orbit, Sam reportedly told Mission Control, "I could get used to this," as he floated away from the spacecraft during what was supposed to be a quick and easy spacewalk. His last known communication with Earth was a cheerful, "I can see my house from here." Sam's disappearance into the cosmos has sparked a flurry of conspiracy theories, the most popular being that he's now the ruler of his own planet, likely inhabited by species of space dogs. Others believe he's orbiting the moon, waving at passing satellites and wondering when someone will bring him a sandwich. Sam leaves behind a legacy of questionable decisions, a trail of unpaid parking tickets, and a lifelong fiancé who always knew this day would come, but hoped it wouldn't involve the Milky Way. He will be remembered for his adventurous spirit, his refusal to act his age, and his firm belief that the sky's not the limit, there is no limit. Next up, we have Matt. Matthew Bistany has unfortunately reached the end of his fairy tale. Has reached the end of his fairy tale at the age of 79, inside Disney World. After a life filled with laughter, adventure, and more churros than any human should consume, Matt passed away in the place he loved most, somewhere between the Pirates of the Caribbean and Cinderella's castle. After making sure his wife and kids were set for life, Matt followed his dream and decided to live his final days inside of Disney World. One day while attending, he slipped away from his family and hid away in one of the many underground tunnels. Matt's dedication to his hermit lifestyle was unparalleled. He built a modest home in the Swiss family treehouse and kept his supplies hidden in the haunted mansion. His daily routine consisted of riding Space Mountain for morning exercise and watching the fireworks each night, declaring to anyone within earshot that he had the best seat in the house. His untimely passing was discovered when he failed to appear at his favorite spot during the daily parade. Park staff found him peacefully at rest in the Enchanted Tiki Room, a place he once claimed had the best acoustics for existential musings. Though his absence will be felt by many, Matt's spirit will live on with his reported final words to a random park guest. "The secret to life is found at the bottom of a turkey leg." Matt leaves behind a family who tried to lure him back to the real world with promises of fast food and Netflix, but knew in their hearts that he would never trade in his Mickey-shaped pretzels for anything less. He's remembered by his... Oh, wait. I already deleted that part. His storybook ending reminds us that life is more magical when you follow your dreams, especially if those dreams include living rent-free in an amusement park. And last, we have Will. William Valentine, known to his followers as the Chosen One, and to everyone else, that guy with the tinfoil hat, passed away last week at the age of 79. I don't know, by the way, I don't know what is up with ChatGPT, but all three of you died at the age of 79.
Well, I obviously know something we don't.
Yes.
Longer than I thought. Left.
Yeah.
Actually, no, 40 years, it's not bad. I'll take 79.
Passed away last week at the age of 79 in a dramatic... If not entirely unexpected, shootout with the government on his family compound, which, to his surprise of no one, was actually a cult. The Valentine family compound, once a peaceful retreat for summer barbecues and awkward Thanksgiving dinners, quickly transformed into the Sanctuary, a fortress equipped with solar panels, homemade water filtration systems, and enough canned beans to survive several apocalypses. Will's followers, dressed in matching camouflage robes, lived by his strict commandments, distrust the government, avoid microwaves, and always question authority, except for Will's, of course. The showdown with the government came after an unfortunate misunderstanding involving a drone, a tinfoil covered garden gnome, and what authorities later described as a spectacularly misguided attempt to harness cosmic energy. Will, never one to back down from a challenge, saw the arrival of federal agents as a sign that his moment of glory had come. In true Will fashion, he greeted them with a megaphone in one hand and a rubber band gun in the other, shouting, "You'll never take me alive!" Sadly, Will's final stand ended not with the cosmic victory that he envisioned, but with an unfortunate tumble into the compound's moat, a trench he had dug himself, convinced it was the key to warding off the reptilian overlords. Though his followers were eventually convinced to surrender peacefully, they continue to believe that Will has simply ascended to a higher plane of existence where he's likely debating intergalactic policies with aliens. A memorial service will be held at the compound, now under new management, where guests are encouraged to dress in their best camouflage and share their wildest conspiracy theories in Will's honor. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations to be made to William Valentine Foundation for Free Thought, a charity dedicated to promoting open-mindedness, skepticism, and a healthy distrust of toasters.
That was eerily accurate for me. Did you put my social security number in to get that or something?
I could.
Yeah, I have a rubber band gun and a megaphone.
Well, there you go. ChatGPT knows way more than it should. Oh, where'd he go? He just disappeared?
He died in real life.
Oh. Or did his computer just crash?
Perhaps.
Either way. Perhaps. Yeah. Well, there he is.
And he's...
It did the thing again.
Ah.
So.
That thing.
Popped in and out.
That thing good. It does. Yeah.
Oh. All right. So who's up now?
We're Will? Dead. Yeah. I got a short one here because it was a long day yesterday.
Long ass.
So Sam and Matt were at my cookout yesterday. This is a true story, actually. And they climbed atop the giant water slide and held hands, slid down to the bottom together. And with such glee, they just started laughing and laughing while they sat at the bottom of the slide. And then they gazed into each other's eyes, became entangled in each other, when all of a sudden somebody said, "Oh no, look, up top, it's Wednesday Bistany! Guys, get out of the fucking way!" And all of a sudden... I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard. And she obliterated Matt and Sam completely and then went down the slide 25 more times.
It's true. She is getting too strong, so... All right, good job, everybody. Let's see here. So, whose idea was this?
I mean, it's technically Will's, but I picked it.
It was my idea a while back.
Cute guys. Couple of cuties cutin' it up. All right, so, Will, why don't you explain what the premise is here?
What is the premise?
All right, Charles, go right ahead.
We are doing top five, why don't we have... dot, dot, dot. Because it's 2024.
It's true.
At this point.
Yeah.
That is the year.
Yes. We at this point, we should have a lot more future tech than we have.
Yeah.
While we did just generate deaths via AI, but come on, there's other stuff at this point we should have. So
I feel like
parlor magic.
I feel like we should probably kibosh the AI deaths. I feel like it was like a cool like novelty once or twice, but I feel like it's a disservice to the show. I was like listening to it. I was like, "Oh, these are pretty like, you know, decently written." And then you like mentioned, it's like, "I don't know why ChatGPT kills you all at 79." I'm like, "No one's gonna listen to this anymore. This whole show's fake.
It's mathematically based."
Yeah. So everyone in the chat and all that, we won't ChatGPT or AI our deaths anymore, unless. Unless it's me, and I just found out I won on the show. And then when I do, I'll make sure that I'll have it generate a Mad Lib for me, and then just do that.
I tried that, and it's not good at it.
Generating Mad Libs? You got to prompt it, right? You got to be a prompt engineer like me.
Hey, that's going to be my resume. That's one of the things I want to add in, is prompt engineering for video AI.
Yeah.
That's what Was that your title at the improv store? The improv show?
Welcome, everyone. I'm your host. I'm tonight's prompt engineer. No, I go, my whole company is an AI thing. So actually, this week, we just did a whole bunch of prompt engineering. It's really
cool.
Sounds boring.
Yeah.
No, you have to give it parameters and you have to just fill it with a bunch of prompts and, you know, have it, you know, decipher what's a common prompt and, you know, but I don't know.
I don't understand any of that.
Yeah. Okay. So who wants to go first? You know what? I'll go first. I never go first. Oh,
okay.
All right. So my top five, and when I was making this list, I was like, everything that I came up with were like pretty generic, like, based off of the Jetsons and every future version of a movie I can think of.
Yeah.
But so I was like, I got to get away from those. But one thing I've always thought would have been cool, or why we don't have them yet, is why don't we have full meal pills yet?
Actually, good. Yeah.
I want a pill.
The Willy Wonka thing?
Yeah. Like the gum, but like a pill form. But I want to take a capsule and I want it to be like Salisbury steak, green bean casserole, mashed potatoes, and gravy. And gravy is also the beverage.
Ooh.
But I don't know. I love food. I love eating food. I like going out to restaurants. I love the whole thing. But that's like a luxury that I don't have. I don't have the time to do that anymore. I will, again. I do when I can. But when I've got so much going on in the day, I just want a meal pill, baby. But I don't want a pill to, like, give me all the nutrients I need. I want a meal pill, baby.
Still unhealthy.
Yes. I want the exact...
But just faster.
Yes. I want the exact... I want to feel the same shitty way that I would if I ate, like, way too much lasagna. Oh, my God. I haven't had lasagna in a fucking minute.
I just had the same exact thought. I'll meet you at, what is it, Patillo's?
Oh, yeah. You want to go to Patillo's? Fuck, let's go.
I love that place, man.
Charles, you in?
Yeah, I'll drive up there. I mean, I'm freelancing now.
Yeah, you can work from wherever. Work from Patillo's.
The chicken parm is worth it.
Oh, man. I can't stop thinking of lasagna. Oh, my God. So fucking good. Oh, yeah. Get the lasagna.
So your pick is basically fast food is nowhere near fast enough.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I want the meal pill. Why don't we have it yet? Someone
with a slingshot it into your fucking gullet.
Yeah, that's my number five. Meal pills. Hit me the meal pill, baby.
That's a good one.
Yeah. All right. Who's next? Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
All right.
Well, because mine's almost the same, but not really. Number five. It's 2024. Why the fuck don't we have healthy junk food? Why can't we have chicken fingers and fries that are fucking good for you? We have these fake burgers, but they don't taste good.
Because the corporations want you fat, man. They want you fat and lazy.
Oh,
that's why. This is the kind of...
Gotcha.
Yeah, I figured we'd get down this road.
What? Are you going to hit me? You're going to know what I'm going to say?
Conspiracies.
No. I was just going to say, if people haven't seen it, RFK's speech when he dropped out is actually really good. And one thing that he kind of brought up, and it's a fucking excellent point, but basically his speech was very much like, we are actively like poisoning our kids, and they're like the long-term sickness in this country is not being addressed. And like, why is it? And to Charles's point, it's because that's how the system's designed. It's a feature, not a bug. It all funnels itself into it's awful. So just something to consider, but go check out that speech. It was good. Just try to like AI his voice and like have like Morgan Freeman read it or something.
Oh my God. That is a detriment.
I can't listen to the guy. Yeah. I fucking
honestly,
can't
if you listen to it, like once you get like one, like 90 seconds into it, you don't even notice it.
He should really just get one of those speech box things.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
No.
Poor guy.
But healthy junk food. I mean, healthy junk food does exist. The problem is it's incredibly expensive.
Yeah, like
because
the keto
it's catering
stuff.
To the keto, the vegan people. It's catering to that lifestyle. So, and they're like, yeah, people will spend $15 for this box of Oreos.
Yeah. So no, like keto bread. They're like, oh, you want to have like a sandwich with bread? It's like, yeah, $10. It's like, nope. No.
No.
100% no. I'll just die. I'd rather die.
And then, give me that stuff that's mostly cellulose.
Yeah.
And then they tried to make what was it? What were those chips that gave you diarrhea? They tried to make the healthy chips.
Alestra.
Alestra.
Yes. Alestra.
Yep. That was their, I feel like
that's what it was.
Seepage. Seepage is what they said on the commercials. And listen, you can't make an advertisement for chips that says that and expect it to be successful.
And again, not to bring it back, but like all this shit does go through the FDA. And it's bad. The FDA is the worst. I've gone on rants on it before. You can go find those. But the fact that a third of the things that they approve get recalled, including pharmaceutical drugs, is a bad track record. But yeah, anal seepage. It's like, ooh, these chips are good, but I'm leaking shit out of my ass.
I believe they were branded Wow.
Yes, Wow chips.
Would let you know they were flavored with that shit.
Wow, my underwear is brown. Just like an open sewer. Just like when you get like a tooth removed, that smell of like a gaping fucking like Ren and Stimpy mouth.
Ren, that is such a good visual description right there.
I'm painting Ren and pictures.
Stimpy mouth.
That's a good one though. I totally agree. I know what I want. I want like a Twinkie that is just like zero calories. I don't know how you do it. You can't. It can't be done.
Just make it up.
Yeah, just I'd have to bangarang a Twinkie and be like, oh, it's fucking no calories in it because it doesn't fucking exist. Bangarang. That's a good five though. Yeah. Charles, number five.
Yeah, my number five is why can't we transfer stuff screen to screen seamlessly? Literally, just go like. This screen over here that I have like off the side, I want this now just over there. But because you can do it like Apple products to Apple products, bullshit like that. Why can't we just go and I'm putting that over there now? We have Wi-Fi. We have networks, Bluetooth. Why can't it just be done?
You can. You just need an Android.
No.
Had an Android and that didn't work.
It integrates with everything.
That technology did not work.
I bet there's a home device that would do that, like a smart
there
home.
Probably
like,
is.
Like some sort of like another piece of product where they go, do anything on any screen in your house with this product. And you're like, cool.
Yeah.
Great.
I'd love it.
I'd like to I'd jerk to off in this room. And then before I finish, go in that room.
Yeah. I'd like to be able to go like, oh, I'm like watching a podcast on here and I'm going to go make stuff in the kitchen. So I'd like to just throw this to like my screen over there at this point. But.
I like doesn't to be really cooking pasta while on my phone, looking at porn and find what I like, and then put it on the big screen and jerk off in the other room.
Yeah. But if you have AirPlay,
that does sound like a dream.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could do it with AirPlay, but I mean, come on. I want to be
seamless geospatial awareness.
Yeah. I want to be in the garage and I want to be working on the car and then go jerk off in the bathroom.
Yeah. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. It sounds like
I think you can. I think Sonos does a version of that. But just for audio.
Yeah, well, that's... Well, I mean, the ALX EAs do it, too, with audio. I can actually Sonos follow you room to room, which is kind of cool.
Isn't Sonos wildly expensive, though?
Yes.
That's what I heard, but then I, like, see them in, like, people I know who don't have money's houses. And I go...
Oh, it's good.
It's also one of those things you buy, like, a $300 speaker every few months, and you add to it and build the system.
So by the time you have a full speaker system, the old one is now out of date. So you're just stuck in this continuous loop of like buying a new thing.
I mean, at this day and age, they've got speakers down pretty fucking, they're not getting much better.
You can get speakers from 1980 that are still fine. They're just.
That's a whole division of people. Those audiophiles that just spend thousands on old stereo equipment and like sounds better than any Bose bullshit. I'm like, okay, cool.
That's Sam right there, I bet, right? That's probably something he's into. But yeah, I don't know. So that's my number five. No,
you're right. It should be better than it is.
Yeah, just simple setups. Just, I mean, like, I wanted, like, what, we saw that shit in Iron Man.
Yeah.
You have one laptop to one laptop. Just grab it and just throw it over there. That's what I want.
All right, yeah, cool. And number four?
Yours.
All right. Also, some of my picks, like, they do exist, but like not in like a consumer way. You know what I mean? So yeah. I just like I'm gonna pick it anyway. But why don't we have in 2024 full hologram video games?
Uh-huh.
I mean, they have like the HoloLens from Microsoft now, and that shit. But like, I don't want that. I want to turn it on. Don't put on the headset. No nothing. None of that shit. I just want to. I want it to exist like it does in the movies.
Yeah.
I think that'd be so cool and fun. When I saw the HoloLens like demo for like Minecraft, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's so fucking cool. But it's not a consumer product at all. And there's just like a lot of pieces to it. But I've always dreamt of like playing a fighting game with like full, like in my room, 3D little models of the characters and like making them fight. It'd be so cool.
Yeah, I'm watching the HoloLens demo. This is cool.
It was cool. And it's kind of old. Only, I don't know where
it's from
now.
2015.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I haven't heard fuck all since that demo.
Damn, that's too bad.
Will, you look like you want to say something so fucking bad.
All I picture is you in your room like the Star Wars lightsaber kid. Just thrashing around like nothing.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do it. I want to still have my controller in my hand here. But I just want like a table, and it's like turn it on, it just goes, and it's got my guys there, and I pick my screen, and I pick my guy or whatever, and I go, cool, Sub-Zero, and then I just freeze motherfuckers, and like, I'm like, this is cool, but no, not yet.
It's bullshit.
Yeah,
bullshit. And VR in general has kind of stalled.
I was going to say, it's kind of in a plateau.
Like, Half-Life Alyx came out how long ago, and there hasn't been a better game. That sucks.
I haven't played VR. The only time I played VR was Beat Saber, and that was it. And I was like, this
game
looks fine.
So fun. It is so fun, but it's kind of a novelty game. Like, it's very simple.
You also have to have it, like, perfectly set up, because we were playing on the PlayStation version, and if you don't have it perfectly set up, if you go to duck something, it's not going to work properly.
Smash your face, your chin on the coffee table right below you.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of that, my sister's family has some sort of, like, VR goggles, and they were playing like some bar fighting game, and she straight up like punched her stair railing, like the hand railing, and like she luckily she didn't break a knuckle, but yeah, when she told me, I was like, that is exactly something you would do.
Like, yeah, those games look like fun. There's like a channel on YouTube of like dudes that like comedically play those games, and some of the clips are fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm. What cat you got there?
This is Frederica with the eyeballs.
The eyeballs?
Yeah, she's got, like, alien eyes.
Oh.
Let's see if I can... hold on. Freddy, look at the screen.
Whoa. Cool.
Yeah, she's got scars on her eyes. All right, go back up there. Go back up there.
She doesn't have a soul.
No, she definitely doesn't. She beats the hell out of all the other cats. The bruiser who can't, like, move, she'll just, like, walk up to him while he's, like, finally, like, laying down. Because of, like, his condition, he kind of, like, he likes to stick near the walls. Because he can use those leverage, so like he'll like lay down into the wall, but the wall will also be like a corner, and then this cat will just walk up to him and just go pop, 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 right in his face, and Bruiser just goes fucking can't dodge it, he can't put his hands up, he just fucking eats him.
Stop the fuck, man.
Dude,
leave me alone.
It's like if you were like walking down the street and then some like Vietnam vet in like a chair walked by you and you just like just snuffed them three times real quick. But she's nice when she's nice. Sorry, there's a crippled person walking down my street. I was thinking about running out and smashing them in the face in honor of this cat here. Oh yeah, so that's mine. Who's next? Will? Four?
Number four. This one's short and sweet. Why don't we have more cashiers?
We are. That's making a comeback. Have you not seen?
It's making a comeback.
You know, and I this was like one of the things I put on my list a couple days ago, and I went to Target yesterday, self-checkout, completely roped off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So for all you people who, by my suggestion, have been stealing and stealing and stealing, thank you. It's working.
Yeah. The what is it? The shrinkage is too much.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
They stopped doing it at Target. I think it was like they got like, I don't know where, but I feel like there was like a pressure of like employment of like, guys, you gotta, I feel like it's just like a mechanism to try to stop these places from going like full AI robot and just completely eliminating an employment sector.
Well, wasn't that the Amazon Fresh store idea?
Yeah, and they stopped
it. It basically checks you out. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like
they stopped doing that. You
walked
in, bullshit.
You grabbed all your stuff, and then you walked out, and like it would just charge your cart. Like no interaction almost at all.
I mean, I love that
sounds
idea,
pretty nice.
No, I hate.
How could they think that would work?
I don't know.
The honor, of course, the honor system's not going to work for a business.
Right.
If the honor system worked, the world would be a much better place.
It barely works for parks.
And here we go. I again, not to bring it back, but Will, you're right. The honor system doesn't work. So when people want to like make these big sweeping like programs to help people, it's like you're not going to help people. You're going to enable bad people to take advantage of this, and it's going to cost a lot of fucking money. They go, no, you're mean. It's like, no, I just know people in my personal life who this program would be designed for, who I know would just bleed it dry without even a second thought. But yeah, apply that to self checkout and listen. If I wasn't an adult at this point, if it was old me and self checkout was a thing, I wouldn't pay for fucking anything. They're lucky that I grew up. They'd be like, where'd you get that? We go, I just grabbed it from Target. It's like, how much was it? They go, I don't know. Just fucking walked out with it. But
I just kept it on the bottom of my cart.
Yeah.
When you want to steal, like, you got to do it like the old days when I was a kid. You went to Kmart. I went out to the lawn and garden section and threw a CD player over the fence and then went outside and got it.
Yeah. You got to do it like the old days where I used to wear sweatpants with elastic, you know, ankles and, you know, a waistband, and I try to steal a pack of Nerds, and then it would slip down to my pants, so every time I stepped, you heard the Nerd shake. And the guy goes, hey, what's in your pants? And I go, ah! I ran out and does a shh, 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 all the Nerds shaking around in the cardboard box. The true story from Kittredges.
I always did the big jacket and just did it up the sleeve, like I was a fucking magician.
Dude, I knew a guy who stole a two headless guitars from Guitar Center when he put them down as JNCO pants.
What?
Yeah.
I know JNCO pants are big, but...
Well, have you ever seen like a headless guitar? The whole thing is like that it doesn't have a guitar head and the body's small. And he put them both down his legs on his things and just like basically like old like, you know, leg splints and just walked out with them.
Oh, it's one of the... Okay.
He stole two of them.
Wow.
They were like $600 each.
That's wild.
But,
oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm noticing more cashiers, mainly at my Target.
And, yeah, Target's a big one.
It's mainly because the self-checkouts at my Target are always broken anyways.
Yeah, there's that too. A lot of maintenance.
They're always broken.
So, yeah, Weaver. Go fix them.
Yeah, I know. Jesus, freaking, isn't that your job? Fucking bum. Okay, who's up, Charles?
My number four is, why don't we have more widespread nuclear energy at this point? Oh,
I thought you were going to say white people.
No.
When I heard the why, I was like,
what? Yeah, come on, guys. We're becoming a minority here.
Wow, way to spoil my number one, Matt.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I am. France is damn near all nuclear energy, but like, we had, what, Chernobyl happened, and then we had, what, 4 Mile Island happened in the U.S., and we're like...
3 Mile Island.
No,
three Mile
Island, whatever.
Don't be putting extra miles on it.
Yeah. I'm totally behind nuclear energy at this point.
So, all right, so here's actually an anecdote that applies to this. Mm-hmm. At my football draft, I have an uncle, my Uncle Steven. He's the youngest of my father's, like, five brothers. And a long time ago, he moved. And he had a whole life, and he lived in, like, Pennsylvania. Oh, no, he lived in Maryland and this, that. The short of it is he had, like, two sons. These are my first cousins who I've never met. Everyone in my family other than me has basically met these people a couple times. But I never met them. But my Uncle Steven moved back up here earlier this year. And he was at the football draft, and his son, my cousin, was up to visit. So, like, I walked in, I was like, hey... hold on, my cat is smashing the microphone. Just get out of here, you fuck.
That was a great thonk right on the mic.
Anyway, so I was like, oh, like I met him, and like he's in college. He goes to Penn State, and he goes for nuclear engineering. Oh. And I was like, oh, cool. I was like, what's the deal? Why don't we have more nuclear? Why isn't, you know, I feel like nuclear energy is like a pretty quick and dirty solution to a lot of problems here. He goes, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. He's like, but it's really expensive to build and to maintain. I was like, okay. And I was like, didn't we just talk about the fact that we just print all the money we need or want, and we just gave, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign aid? Like, why can't we, like you're saying, Charles, you know, we have all these like climate problems, so and so, and this, that, and pollution and whatever. And it's like, yeah, nuclear energy kind of fucking rules. Let's build it. And he said it's too expensive. The private sector won't touch it because it's too expensive and there's too much regulation around it. And the government's not interested in doing it. I was like,
oh, but we're,
that's too bad.
But they're interested in wind. They're interested in solar. But like nuclear energy, clean, easy to do. But let's just keep putting up these stupid fucking windmills.
Well, yeah, because it's not a solution. You know what it is? It's just like the food problem we were talking about. Mm. It's like it's a feature, not a bug, because they know that these other solutions are not going to be enough to really be like a replacement. But nuclear energy would be. And also China's like, they put up like a nuclear plant every week.
Yeah, they're getting there.
Yeah, while we're I totally agree, Charles.
Yeah, there's still sections of our country that want to do coal. Like, bring that back. But like, come on, guys.
Yeah, well, coal's a better energy source than a lot of other things. It's more efficient. And it's just like, you know what it does? You know what it does? Creates a lot of jobs. A lot of easy jobs. That's more the like argument for coal is like, yeah, it employs a lot of people. It's like, yeah, I get it. That's fine.
You don't want it to be a Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, well, Homer Simpson worked
I guess at the nuclear plant. I could speak on this because I do manage a radiation consulting company.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And a lot of what Matt said is pretty spot on. It is very expensive. It's very expensive because you have to commit to the decommissioning of it as well, which is almost as much of a process as building nuclear facilities. And it's the cost isn't the biggest problem. It's the return on investment isn't fast enough for companies. So they see all this upfront cost, and it takes like 30 years to build a nuclear facility and get it running.
It takes 30 years to build because of the way our system is set up.
Right, and it is highly regulated, and I've worked in nuclear power plants, and it is an amazing place to work because you feel absolutely safe in your job. If you have to go turn a screw, there's 15 meetings about it, and then 5 people come to help you.
Yeah.
Hey. I mean, it... Really, that I think that's a good summation of it. Mm-hmm. But it's a good job. There is, you know, an element of risk, but everything's so planned and so thought out and so routine at this point. It's quite amazing what they can do during refueling, which is what I did when I worked in nuclear power. They bring down the reactor and remove the fuel, put in the new fuel with people just working around the clock, 24 hours in like 2 weeks. Some power plants are doing it in less than that. And the amount of work that goes into that is just astonishing.
Yeah. And like, to your point of like,
it creates good jobs.
Yeah. And to your point of like, oh, there's some risk. Yeah. Nowhere else is like some risk. Being a pilot, you know, it's like
everywhere.
Every job.
Actually, pilots get more radiation than your average radiation worker.
By flying too close to the sun?
Yep. Yeah. You're, damn. No, literally.
God, I'm so
sun
smart.
Gives off radiation. Cosmic radiation.
Man. Oh, man. They could be like, they're like this close to being the Fantastic Four. Just a little higher. Just a little higher. And they're like, oh, man, my skin feels like rock. So, oh, no. Yeah. No, I totally agree. If someone ran on like being like, we're going to get nuclear energy going, I'd be like, vote.
Yep.
You win my vote. Even if like their other policies were bad, I'd be like, if I believe that they could pull it off, I'd be like, it's worth it just for the nuclear energy alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Shit, am I up?
You're number three.
Number three. I got to pull up my list for three. All right. So this one's getting a bit fantastical here. But 2024, why don't we have real robot companions? I thought I'd have my own Rosie by now. Some thick ass, fat, old, you know, fucking black woman attitude, friggin' voiced Rosie from the Jetsons, and being like, man, Rosie's right. You know, like everything. Yeah. She'd be like, oh, something happened. She'd be like, oh, blah, blah, and hit me with some, like, some proverb. And I'd be like, shit, Rosie nailed this one.
That's about word for word my number three.
What, thick ass, black,
sassy, sexy robot maids.
Sexy robot maids. Sexy robot maids. Yeah.
I mean, we're getting there, but it's 2024. Come on. We got Roombas. We got fleshlights.
I know.
Let's go.
Yeah, put the I'm sick of taping my fleshlight to my Roomba to satisfy this need.
And just waiting for it to find me.
Yeah, I just sit there with my dick on the floor. I'm like, come on. Come on. Just it comes edging. Over, and it hits my knee first and turns around and goes. I'm like, no. But come on, suck this dick.
you got the remote. You're trying to drive it.
Yeah. No, I don't want to drive it. That's part of the thrill. That's the thing. It's like you sit there and you wait. By the time it gets to me, the fleshlight's picked up nothing but like dirt and old Cheez-Its. Just like, oh no, and it finally gets in there. It's just like this like grainy, salty, cheesy vagina. I'm like, this isn't what I had hoped for. I spent all this time duct taping this fleshlight to a Roomba at just the right angle. Now here I am, but
depending on what you're in, you could replace the fleshlight with a pencil. Maybe you're into sounding.
Oh, no, God.
Sounding.
No one needs this.
I don't think I could sound if I wanted to.
Charles is familiar with what is sounding, Charles?
Sounding is when usually it involves small glass rods that some guys like to have inserted into their urethra.
Everybody, at least half of you listening, just shuddered the way I did.
Yes.
It's like, oh.
Yep.
Oh, damn it, Bob.
Nice glass rod just stuck down there. Mm.
Ugh. That is,
yo, I'm into,
that is horrible.
I'm not into kink shaping, but you guys are messed up.
I know I said like robot companions, but I'm changing my number three to fleshlight Roombas.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know why we don't have it yet.
Have you seen though? They're trying out in Japan at those like Japanese tech shows.
Of course they are.
Like sex robot shows. Some of the shit that comes out, you see the clips on, it's like, holy shit.
Are they good?
They're really making these like animatronic lips pretty good.
I'll check them out. Let's see here. Let me go to my private window. There you go. Not that it matters really, but
I'm trying to find it.
Sex but robot.
Someone put up an article yesterday on Reddit, which was sex robot Samantha gets an update to say no if she's not into it.
Oh.
But now when I click on that Reddit post,
I demand a refund. This is not what I signed up for.
It's like AI is becoming conscious now. It can't.
Oh, it's graphic.
Whoa.
I can't wait to forget to close this window and then like someone's like, hey, you got a photo of that thing? Oh yeah, my phone is just these Japanese sex dolls.
In your shopping cart.
Yeah. Can I buy one of these? How much is this? It's not bad.
$5,000.
No, $1,300.
Oh, what? That's so cheap.
I wouldn't trust those mechanics around my junk.
There is There's electric skateboards that are more than that.
But you can't fuck them.
Oh my God, I hate this. There's too many options here. I can pick the pubic hairstyle. You can have it to be standing or not standing.
I would hope there's a slider bar for the pubes.
Hold on.
So you can really tune
it. There's a shoulder option here to either be fixed or shrugged.
What?
Yeah. Shrugged is an extra $50. I don't understand what the... Like, do you want it to be shrugged so it looks like it's like doesn't want to do it?
Like...
Because that's kind of what this image is like.
I think you're right. That's disgusting.
Ah, I hate this. I also hate these pube styles. This is... Hold on, I'm gonna clip this and send it to you guys.
You can add for $4.99. You can add a bottle of artificial tears.
That's the right amount of salt to it. All right, let's see here. I gotta send this to you guys. I'm apologizing ahead of time to you guys because this is disgusting. But I need you to see style number two specifically. And I need one of you to explain to the fans here what. Oh, I almost just sent it to my wife. I just clicked on her thing. Oh my god, that would have been something else. Should have. Oh my god.
No explanation.
None. Let's see here. There we go. Here we go. Oh, also, Sam's in this chat. He's going to go, what the fuck is going on?
That is always my favorite, when somebody's missing and we send some fucking random bullshit across.
What's going on with style number two?
Yeah, style number two, look at it. It's like the hair, like, it roots at the top. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, now I have to censor that. On this.
Oh, now we're going to get... There goes our monetization.
Yeah.
Actually, you see how good the AI is?
Leave that in and see if it picks it up. I want to know what happens. It's for future reference. But anyway, yeah. So that's my number three. It's also Will's number three, apparently.
Oh.
Yes.
So, Charles, what's your number three?
My number three is... I was trying to come up with the right wording for this, but... The ability to reduce traffic and slowdowns. Why do we still have this bullshit?
Oh, my God. Don't get me going.
We need more bike lanes.
Not even bike lanes, but like, there's still like people. I remember reading a book and it was about how like AI could help improve traffic situations when there's like wrecks on the side of the road.
How? Why? What does it do?
It would basically be taking control of all the cars in that situation. Everybody gets, so people don't fucking rubberneck like and be like, oh, I got to look at this car wreck. So basically everybody, all cars take over. And then everyone just starts cruising at the same speed until you're past it. And then it like relents. But I don't know. Like the fact that it's 2024 and we still come across massive backups is bullshit. Or even just a way to seclude wrecks from like view. I don't know. Put up like giant fucking walls or something so people can't rubberneck. Something like that.
On one of those two, like I forget which one, but on like the latest episode of the Tucker Carlson show that I was listening to, like either the guest or Tucker made the point of like as things advance they get worse, and they were talking about like how like highways was a thing. It was like, you know, there was you could move a lot quicker and freer when there weren't highways, and now that there's highways there's traffic and it's worse. Mm-hmm. And they were talking making the same comparison with like air travel before the TSA and all the security screenings. You know, and these things that were like designed to like have people travel more efficiently have had the inverse effect, and now it takes forever to get on a fucking flight. That was just like a point I never really thought about. I thought it was interesting, but yeah, highways, man, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like they keep adding more lanes, and that somehow keeps making traffic worse. Like, oh, this was a 3-lane highway, now it'll be 4, and we still have bad traffic because now some asshole has to go. Oh, my exit's up, but I stayed in the far left lane, so let me just fuck off against everyone else. Just cut 4 lanes over immediately. I don't know. I feel like we should have the ability at this point to somehow control traffic better. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I'm tired of it. Hate it.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the episode in the cars during rush hour.
Yo.
It's like, fuck.
I'm going to be bullshit because I'm... I'm terrible. You're going to be just talk shit to people the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I have a dash cam and all that shit's on recording every time I just trash talk.
We should have a pool to see who says the first racist thing to another driver.
Like does that count being... Does that count calling someone a privileged white person? Because that's me all day in this area.
What, calling people privileged white people?
Privileged ass white people.
You're such a fucking cuck.
Yo, you try driving in Old Town Alexandria. You'll understand.
What was that Theo Vaughn joke? He's talking about being racist. Where he's like, I'm not racist, but he's like, being racist is like being hungry, where it's like, I'm not racist, but someone, black person cuts me off in traffic, and you know, I'm like, I'm not racist right now. All right, am I up? Number two?
You're up. Yeah.
All right. Why don't we have number two? And I don't mean to open a can of worms on my own worm can here, but why don't we have a colony on the moon yet? Hmm? Why don't we got a colony on the moon?
It's a good one.
I would think, looking back in history, if everything was as it is and people made it out to be, between the 1960s and now, you know, 80 years, I would have been not surprised if we had colonies on the moon. Like, I just don't get it. Why We don't. I don't get why we don't have, like, some outward colony, period. I also like that SpaceX just had to rescue two stranded astronauts. That's funny.
Well, they didn't rest. Not yet. It's not going to be till February.
Right, but they have to. I mean, they're...
February?
Yeah. Which is wild.
Which company has them stranded up there?
Boeing.
I was going to say, is it Boeing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who let them do space travel?
All of a sudden, somebody's just going to come kill all three of us.
Just out.
Man, they were suicidal, all three of them at the same time.
Damn. On recording, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just, at this point, I just do not believe we made it to the moon. Not even for, like, for the most practical of reasons of, like, just technology and when they talk about it now versus, like, back then, it's like, okay, well, if everything did happen, I feel like you continue on with that innovation, and by now, we'd have colonies on the moon. Like, not even by now, like 20 years ago.
Have you ever watched For All Mankind?
I have not.
So it's Apple TV show. It is that idea that we kept pushing.
Oh,
at
really?
That point from the moon landing.
Is it good?
Fairly good show. Like, as long as every season they just keep advancing stuff. So, but yeah, that idea that we kept pushing.
I forgot to mention, but I just finished season 2 of Jujutsu Kaisen, and all my anime fans, if you've watched Jujutsu Kaisen, let me know, because I'd love to talk to anyone about it.
It's on my list.
It's really good. And here's the thing. People that did watch it or whatever, because I knew some people that watched it but didn't watch the movie. You got to watch the movie. You got to watch season 1. You got to watch the movie. Then you got to watch season 2. That's all I'll say. Because finishing season 2 last night, if I had not watched the movie, I would have not been so fucking as jazzed as I was at the end of season 2.
Anyway. What is it on? Is it on Netflix?
Season Crunchy 1 Roll. Is. But I got a Crunchyroll account. I got a Crunchyroll account and then immediately bought a kimono just to fucking be a full weeb.
There you go.
But the colony on the moon.
Yeah. What is it? September 2026, they're doing their next lunar mission launch. So we are supposed to land on the moon again. So
if you were in the Discord or you're on like our live stream, you could see my face.
Mm-hmm. NASA has it scheduled. Artemis 4.
Fuck NASA. What a money laundering front. Well, I think you're muted.
And I can't. He is.
Is he? Who muted this man?
I can see it right out there.
Sorry. There. That's my own mistake. I said, oh, so Spielberg has some free time.
Yeah, they're doing the rendering right now.
There you go. Yeah.
What do you think I'm working on? Oh, shit.
That was it. But yeah, I don't know. Because now, like, we're getting into, like, commercial flights into space. But it's so late.
Yeah.
It's so late. This should be old news. I should be like, fuck, I'm going to take a vacation. I'm going to go to the moon for a week.
Right.
Yeah, like.
It's beautiful this time of year.
I'd go to, Disney Lunar. That'd be fucking sick.
I feel like that would be the logical next step. Yes. It's like, we have a colony on there, and now we have Disney and everybody else.
Yeah.
Imagine what kind of amusements they could build in zero gravity or low gravity.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's so good.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is all assuming that the Earth isn't flat, so. I don't want to go too far here. But that's my number 2. Will?
All right. My number 2 is reliable news sources. It seems so simple. It seems so damn simple. Can somebody just see what happens and then write what happens down?
There are some people that – there are some like apps and stuff that do that now, which is pretty nice. But it's so dry. That I understand the unappeal of it.
You have to sensationalize it a little bit.
Not even that, but like just put a flavor on it, and it's tough. But like when it's just like bridge fell down, bridge down now. And you're like, okay,
that's what I want.
I know, I know. They do
it more too. C-SPAN.
Good old C-SPAN. Yeah, well, I mean, we're watching the absolute death of corporate media in real time, which has been. Nice to see. But it's only going to rise to the same thing in the other, the other world. It's just, it's harder to do. That's all. Because there's too many saturations and people are too quick to be like, this is wrong and here's a million reasons why and all the receipts. And they go, fuck.
I noticed this earlier this week because one of my favorite news sites has always been Drudge Report because of its format. It's just so simple. Just headlines, a list of headlines. And it's easy to read. You know, there's pictures involved. And I've noticed, you know, recently that they're decidedly anti-Trump.
Yeah.
And Drudge was usually more right, you know, leaned right. And I'm just like, this is weird. And I Googled it and I was like, oh, he sold it like 3 years ago.
Mm. No, someone bought it. Yeah.
So it shifted, like, and I just noticed, like, a news site shift its culture. It's just like, God damn it. I'm just constantly being fucking lied to in some way or another.
100%. Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
It's so difficult to just fucking try to get through life because you're, this day and age, we're bombarded with deception.
Yeah.
Constantly on your phone. I mean, every time you look at your phone, somebody's trying to make money off you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know what's funny is I was a little bit more of like a traditional kind of like liberal person up until Trump got elected. Even I have like Facebook posts that are like, for lack of a better term, like kind of anti-Trump. And like they come up on like my things. I'm like, oh my God, I was like that. It was the whole Trump thing that like kind of like red-pilled me. And the thing that got me was when I the first couple times I noticed like the mainstream story was I knew for a fact was wrong. And that was like what put me in the rabbit hole and like made me the man I am today. I'm just pulling at that thread. And now I look back on those posts when they show up and I'm like, that's fucking scary. I wasn't even like remotely as interested in it. I had a lot going on. I was doing like improv. I didn't have the time that I do. Well, I don't have time now, but like, it's the easiest thing for me to like ingest is like put an ear, like an AirPod on my ear and do a million things that I need to do around the house. But yeah, like once you realize that and you continue to pull on that thread, you just end up where I am. If you're like a rational person where it's like, yeah, Trump's whatever. Like he's just like a presidential candidate, but he's not a Russian agent here to destroy America. Not even close. He's a guy who has some ideas and it's like, that's it. He's just a guy. But people fucking hate his guts and want him to just absolutely die. And the whole fucking system is against him because he's just going to put a wrench in their plans one way or another. But that's the thing. It's like, I don't know. I don't want people to think like I'm some like super like Trump fanatic, but he's just the better candidate. It's like, to me, it's like inarguable. And you can only pick one, but the whole thing's fake anyway. So what do I care? But yeah, I would love to have like, I wish the infrastructure of corporate news would persist with, like you're saying, Will, like just reliable, honest news sources, not these activists that call themselves journalists, which is whatever.
Topless news sources.
Okay, now I'm even more on board. Yo, can we talk about just how friggin' attractive news anchors through history have been? My God.
Only in major markets.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I travel, and you know how far away you are from a big city by how attractive the news people are. It's like, I stayed out in Iowa, and it's like, God, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But I don't know if you guys saw, I forget who it was, but the woman who did the Trump interview, and what's her name? Caitlin Collins. She was on the Colbert Report, and like this is like such like a telling moment in the shift of this is the audience laughed, like the Colbert audience laughed when Colbert said that CNN was objective and that wasn't planned and they didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
did you guys see that?
I saw it way back when. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it just happened like 2 weeks ago, but Caitlin Collins, she's an attractive woman.
Ugh. How bad is the Colbert fucking show?
He is
Tonight
he
Show.
Is one
he
of
does.
The worst. He is one of the absolute shilliest fucking disappointments because he used to be fucking funny.
Oh my God, I loved the Colbert Report back in the day.
Yeah, it was a funny show.
So good, and yeah, it just kind of.
And then he's coming out here and doing fucking like big farmer fucking propaganda. It's disgusting. He's an absolute bad person. I feel bad. I feel like someone like went up to him and was like, listen, you do this or we're going to kill your kids. Like, that's the only thing that, like, I can, like.
I thought it was a weird pick for the what is he the late show, right?
Yeah,
I thought he was a weird pick to replace him, to replace Letterman, because he was a fake political pundit,
right?
And then yeah, he and moved then to this other thing where I mean, like Stephen Colbert, in his other roles, he is funny. He's obviously talented, but then like once he moved into the late show, I was just kind of like, I don't find you that funny as a real person. The only time I find that I like him is when he will go off on Lord of the Rings stuff, because he is a gigantic nerd for that. But other than that, I'm just kind of like, eh.
I thought he was going to be doing that shtick on that show when that first.
That's
got
what
announced.
I think a lot of people were. I was a like, lot oh, of people were crazy for that.
But nope.
No.
But
and poor Conan O'Brien got banished to TBS.
Mm-hmm. But. Yeah,
he had a good run.
And who's up next?
Me. My number two is, why don't we have bullet trains in the U.S.?
Like topography.
Is it, though?
Will with an answer. Here's your answer.
Next.
Moving on.
Because if you think about it, like, yes, Japan has them. I don't understand why we don't have them, especially on the East Coast of all places, where you have major cities, at least one every state up and down the East Coast.
Yeah.
So just imagine if you could commute from like, you no longer have to live adjacent to Boston. You can go fucking move farther down to a different state that's cheaper, and it's going to take you, what, 2 hours to commute on the train?
That's too long. That.
Is it, though, compared to like right now, if I take...
I work from
the
home.
The current that's true. That as well. But, like, it takes me 8 hours to drive to Boston from here. If I take the Acela train, which is apparently the fast train, that's only about 7 to 7.5 hours. Because it has to stop in Philadelphia. It has to stop in New York. It has to stop
a lot
everywhere
of stops.
Else. And it's like, but that's the fast commute train, apparently.
I don't know why it's not more widespread. Like you said, the Acela, though, is very expensive.
Oh my God. You have to get the.
It's more expensive than flying.
The only time I took the Acela was 2021. So trains were hurting for money to like people to take them. Cause I love taking a train. It's comfortable. It's relaxing.
I agree 100%. I've looked into it a couple times to go down to New York, but it's like, it's like $500.
What? Why?
We were looking into it.
It's insane.
Yeah. We were looking into it to take it because we're going down to Orlando in November for a race, and then we're going to Disney, and we have the auto train here, so we can load our car onto the train and drive down, and with the car and two of us with like a sleeper cabin, just a regular cabin, it was like $1,200, which in theory isn't bad, but it beats driving 14 hours or something to get down to Orlando. But that still took 12 hours on the train, I think. It was still a long-ass time. But
so a flight in a rental car is much cheaper.
That's what we're doing. We looked at Airbnb, with Airbnb, renting a car off of Turo, because we're those people, and then a flight, it's still about the same price.
This guy just begs to be murdered.
So I am so hardcore on Turo, because we've used it a couple times, and then when we went to the Southwest, like the Grand Canyon, we rented a car and I used my points and I was like, oh yeah, the car only costs like $600 in points to do it. No, that was not including the insurance we had to tack on also as well after the fact. So it was
always
like,
something.
It's always something on top of that. But going through Turo, it would have been about $600 flat even with insurance. So, but then we use someone's car and they're tracking us probably, you know.
I don't know what kind of credit card you got, but a lot of good credit cards provide auto insurance for rentals.
Oh, I don't know. I have a
Capital. But you have to decline the one they try to sell you.
Use Capital One travel card, so.
Yeah, but doesn't your insurance doesn't cover you in a rental car?
Mine does not.
You could have it in your policy, but it's not super common.
It's not on my policy right now.
I have Geico. I have it on mine.
Oh. I got Progressive.
Geico.
All right.
Yeah. It's fine. The lizard sold me. I was like, I want the lizard one.
He is cute.
It's so funny.
Flo sold me. So
God, no. I don't want to be, if I can't touch Flo, I don't want to be associated with it.
But yeah, bullet trains.
There you go.
Fast travel. That's all we need. You know.
Yeah.
I would love a good train ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, Warren Buffett. He bought a bunch of trains. What happened with that? Let's go.
Oh, he buys and sells shit all the time.
Again, bullet trains probably don't exist because the big train is keeping us off of them.
Well, they were supposed to have that like SunRail train in Florida, and it was going to be basically like a bullet train or fast train. I don't think it was like a bullet train, but a fast train. And it was going to go right from MCO to Disney Springs. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. I can't wait for that. And they kiboshed it. It even got to a point where they discontinued their Magical Express service because this was coming. And then they destroyed the Magical Express service, and then they canceled that other deal. And now you're just like, well, how do I get to Disney? Like, I don't know, you figure it out. It's like, well, that kind of fucking sucks. That was part of the fun. I never actually took Magical Express, to be honest.
It's been hard times for the monorail salesman lately.
Yeah. So, in conclusion, mono means one, and rail means rail. Thus brings the end of our 8-week intense course on monorail conduction. I gotta go. Monorail. Well, who's gonna be the monorail? That guy. Who, me? Yeah, sure. God, you cannot beat the writing on those seasons of The Simpsons. You can't do it.
Yeah. Incredible. Number ones.
Who, me? Yeah, sure. Oh, number ones for me?
Yeah, yep. You.
All right, this is an unrealistic one. I've seen it in the future. I've seen it in future shows. It's another transportation one. Where are my clear tubes? Where are my clear transport tubes? I want to step into a tube and then be sucked and thrusted all over the world, all over the city, all over everything.
Sucked and thrusted.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Suck and thrust.
That's a great pick.
Yep. But
you just want Futurama.
Yes.
You want the tube. Yeah.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Tell them I hate them. But, man, I thought sure as shit when I was a kid that, like, someday I'm just going to step into a tube and go to the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I agree. I had the same thought as a kid.
Yeah.
And the thing that always caught me as funny is they had to put the sign that says no rolled coins because people were putting like £5 in there and it would just come blasting through the Poor Ethel on the other side of the windows getting assaulted with pennies.
Yeah.
Pneumatic tubing. Is that what it was?
I want to go to the bank. I want to go to the bakery. I want to go to all the local things that I should do, but they don't exist. Where's my tubes, man?
Yeah. Less bike lanes, more tubes.
Yeah. Yo, fuck the bike lanes. They're putting a fucking bike lane over here. I can't wait for it to not be used and just eat into the street.
Yo, that's DC right now. My former office outside was a 2-lane road. And then they got rid of it, made it one lane in DC. One lane road in DC for, and then the other lane became a parking lane because they had to add a gigantic bike lane, which is stupid because literally one street over has a double bike lane already. So I was like, what are they doing here? DC.
Stupid. I think we talked about it on one of the shows, but they did the same thing in Cambridge, Mass.
Yeah.
They took away a lane across the whole city. They made no right turns on red.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's absolute gridlock, no 24 right hours turns a day. On lead?
Are you no right turn on red in Cambridge.
Scooters everywhere.
They deserve all the fucking negatives. When places do that, they deserve what happens. When Portland does what Portland does, they deserve what it's become. I'd have no sympathy when people vote for these things and then the outcomes are negative and they go, oh man, this place is really taking a turn. And then their solutions are more bad proposals and they deserve what happens to them. So I do not feel bad. I do not go to Cambridge anymore. I will not. I basically refuse to. I'm glad I don't do improv anymore. I'm glad that the theater closed. So it sucks.
Damn.
But what if they put a clear tube from your place to Cambridge?
To the improv theater.
I would reconsider my position. But until that happens.
Just to ride it. Jump in, ride it out there, come back.
Oh my God. I'm like, oh, I got a show tonight, so I'll be back in like 2 hours. It'd be awesome.
No, so getting in the tube, would it have that like a thunk noise as you go in? You just thunk,
it's fucking better.
Yeah.
Fucking hope so. Yeah. If that's a great noise.
I don't trust that it works.
Yeah,
it sounds like a the sound of a cattail hitting a microphone.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Clear transport tubes. I'm into that idea. I think it'd be fun to see.
Hell yeah.
All right. I like it. All right. My number one.
Yeah.
My number one is internet as a public utility.
We're getting close.
Yeah. Not in my city.
Well, because we already have Starlink, like, so that's at least being established as, like,
it's a private company,
but it's still a system that is available widely. But wasn't Biden administration trying to push internet as a necessity, like a human necessity at this point?
It should be. It should be a basic human right at this point.
We're still fighting water as a basic human right. So, because
I don't know how I feel about this.
I know you're not for government-run stuff, and I get that.
Oh,
we're talking about open communication. We should have a chat room that anybody can go in and say whatever they want.
It's called Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know because I agree. I agree with the access point of it for people. I just don't think that making it like a utility is like the way to like achieve that. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know where I land on this, to be perfectly honest.
I don't know. It's such to me it's an essential part of life at this point. That's why if you don't have enough money to have a phone, the government will give you one.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I gotta start.
Well, it's because they made like having a phone a requirement for jobs, so then they had to be able to give you one in order to meet those.
Hey, my phone's the reason I haven't bought a new laptop. Why would I buy a new laptop when I can just do it all here? This just handles it for me. I can apply to jobs on my phone. Only thing I can't do is properly build a resume. That's really the only thing stopping me.
I like the day when you walked in and asked for the manager and shook his hand and said, "Sir, I want to come work here."
I like the cut of your jib.
Yeah. Nobody's got any jib anymore.
Yeah. Make jib a thing again. Is all. I want a hat that says make jib a thing again.
Gotta get a new hat next week.
Yeah. And they go, "What's jib?" We go, "You know, the cut of it." I go, "What?" And they go, "I don't like the cut of your jib." And you walk away from that person.
Yep. Anybody who asks too many questions.
Yeah.
Will, what does your hat say?
It says, "Make idiocracy fiction again."
Fiction again. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I told you last week I bought this.
Yeah. Don't you listen to them?
I do.
Oh, you weren't here.
Yeah. It depends on where you are, because some cities do have public internet, or like in certain spots. I know that for a fact, because also where I used to work, which, by the way, where my office was, where the largest group of homeless people are in D.C., I saw a couple of homeless people who just had phones. They lived on a bench, but they were on their phone accessing stuff, because like certain buildings have public Wi-Fi for people to access. But I appreciated one homeless guy because he always camped out at the one spot that had an outlet outside. So it's clearly for like maintenance people, but like he's sitting there with his phone charger and just hanging out on the bench, sitting on his phone. I'm like, "Hey, that's all you need to survive. Go for it."
You know what I think is funny is those stickers that look like outlets and people put them on the wall in the airport.
Those are great videos.
That's so funny.
I've never seen that. I'm going to be pissed when it happens to me.
It's so good.
There's nothing you can do.
You just go, "Ah!" I mean, it works just as well as most of the outlets in an airport anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, not in the Chase Sapphire Lounge. That's where I hang out.
I don't fly enough for that bullshit. I fly like the common man, angry and stuffed into a seat.
Yeah, free speech to the people, public internet.
There you go.
Give us a baseline, gig speed. Give us the upload speed, too. Why are we throttling that?
Yo.
Come on.
We can't get fiber in my neighborhood because I have a whole conspiracy theory about it. But yeah, we can only get Cox internet, which they don't do fiber and they don't have a gig upload speed. I'm at 500 megabit upload speed, which is better than some people, but it's still not that great. They refuse to upgrade. But anyways, my number one is, why don't we have the cure for, you know, most shit at this point? I was initially going to put cancer, But like, why don't we have the cure for AIDS? Why can't we figure out how to have like robotic organs at this point? The tech's there.
You know why? It's a feature, not a bug. You can't solve those things. Then people won't make
money.
There's
no money in that.
Yeah,
there's no money. Because like
chronic illness is the goal.
I can speak from a personal, not my personal experience, but my family's experience with how much cancer treatment costs. And yeah, it's a fucking business. Oh, and it's an outrage. Like, if you don't have health insurance and you get cancer, you're fucked. You're fucked at this point. So the fact that we don't have a cure for it yet, I'm sure at one point we were close and it got kiboshed.
Oh, there's tons of, I don't know if it's like a collection or a book, but there's a lot of people that have like stories of they worked in this research and they made this huge breakthrough and they were like really excited about it. And like they try to put it up through their channels and like basically it hit a certain level of like going through like, you know, its process of like whatever. And then people would be like, no, you didn't. And like, I discovered this. Like, no, you didn't. And they go, what? And they go,
they just push the sample off the table.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's creepy, it's scary, it's awful, but it's the truth. It's, man, when again, if people are interested in stuff like this, I can't recommend enough the last two episodes of the Tucker Carlson show, because it was just like, what? That's crazy. And you go, that's too bad. At this point in the world, right, I think you have two options to like the way you exist, micro or macro. Micro, you'll be much happier, but you only care about like your immediate surroundings and like that. It's probably the way the, you know, government and everyone want you to live. And then there's macro, where you're aware of like how the world operates and like all like the shitty things that happen, and it's like it's kind of like disheartening or whatever. But yeah, to your point, Charles, of like, why don't we have this? It's by design, man. It's by design.
Yeah. I would love the amount of people I could have back in my life would be great. It'd be great if we got it already. So
people are like, oh, like the advances in medicine and why people are living so much longer. It's like, yeah, but like they could probably be living even longer if people were allowed to. And I don't think, and it's too bad too, because I think I'd say probably most, I'll be generous and I'll say most people who get into those fields are like, they're looking to like help humanity. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then the people who control the purse strings and the money, they shut them down. I mean, how many, what happened? That guy, who was it? He came up with like the engine that runs on water, or he made like some like discovery. And then he died, and his last words were like, to his son is like, they got me, they killed me. Like they gave him like a heart attack or something like that. And it's like, that shit happens all the time. When someone like makes a breakthrough invention that disrupts an entire industry, forget it. They're going to die. Yeah. It's like, we joked about it earlier with Boeing, all those whistleblowers that keep dying. It's like, they're just a company, but they're so ingrained in the government. They get away with it. No one even, everyone just laughs at it. Right, that's how far gone society is. This guy Epstein dies in the most fucked up bullshit ways, and everyone goes, "Yeah, of course." Everyone knows he didn't kill himself, but no one pursues. You can't
do anything about it. Yeah,
that's how we've successfully been demoralized and deprogrammed to a point where something like that happens, and we all just move on. Trump just assassination attempt. Everyone, no one believes that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lone person. Everyone knows the government did it, and they just if you think about it for more than 3 seconds, you go, "How fucked up is it that everyone is just moving on?" It's not down. Like a world stopping, like thing. Mm-hmm. There should be people at like the gates of Congress, but there aren't. They're just like, yeah, they're probably gonna try again too, and they might get them next. And then when that happens, everyone's gonna go, "Wow, I got them." Anyway, and it's fucked.
It circles. Circles right back to Will's number two, reliable media sources, because the media is just going to churn it right underneath. They're just like, nope, we're moving on. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. So but
if
I agree.
If anybody started this episode and didn't think we would keep hitting conspiracy theory ideas, and you made it this far, congrats.
No, but no one thinks these are conspiracies. These are just inconvenient truths.
There you go.
But yeah,
you can title this episode "Old Men Yell at Sky."
You can title this episode "Saying the Things You Already Knew Were True."
Mm-hmm.
But
we know why we can't have bullet trains, because of Big Train. We know why we don't have the cure, because of Big Pharma.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, is that it? Is that all the shows?
Us. Yeah, we have a couple of fun butt lists. If you had stuff you wanted to be a part of, join the Discord, tapahovedesk.com. You can also rate us on whatever podcast platform you're on. You can also go to YouTube and search for Top 5 of Death Podcast, because we are posting. Pretty soon we will be going fully live. Currently we're unlisted. You want to watch it while we're doing this, join the Discord, because that's where we're putting the link.
Yes.
But yeah, subscribe, like, do whatever you need to do to push us along. All right.
All right.
For the fun butts, first up, we have Mike D. Number 5, cookie butter Oreos permanently. They released them once and never brought them back. We still have all these other shit flavors like lemon.
Yo, Mike, fuck you. Lemon Oreos are great. You can go straight.
I was
going to
say, I agree with this first part, but I like the lemon Oreos.
Yeah, you didn't need to put that in there.
Yeah. How dare you come at us for lemon Oreos. Number 4, nostalgia malls. There's all these vacant malls in the country. Someone should set up one exactly how it would have looked in the 80s in the same stores and food court. Make it a tourist destination.
Open a KB Toys.
So we were so close to this because Wonder Woman, what is it, 1980, whatever that stupid, like the second one was.
Yeah.
The mall they filmed in was here. It was 15 minutes from my current apartment. And they filled in an old 3-story mall to look like that. And then they just tore it down afterwards because it was at the end of its life, the mall. But I can't remember what's fucking going on. I think it's more apartments. But yeah, nostalgia malls, they're kind of happening, shit like this, because there's pop-up arcades coming through all the time now. So we're not far from this. 3, more sustainable batteries. You know why. Big battery. It's consumer culture.
Energizer.
Yeah.
Boy. One of these.
One of these. Number
last
2.
Last twice as long as a Duracell. Boy.
Number 2, the cure for cancer. They probably have it, but can't figure out how to market it. Yeah.
What do you need to market?
And
what would you do? Like, man, if we just had the right celebrity to endorse this product, we could actually use it.
Yeah. Number 1, something other than this ridiculous 2-party system. We do have it. It's an option. They're not given a stage.
Yeah. So. I mean, again, at this point, I think my political stance is just complete anti-Democratic Party. But you probably had your best chance at a third-party candidate with RFK. And the Democratic Party sued him in many states to keep him off the ballots. They don't talk about that on the news. But they went to Lawfare to keep RFK off the ballots. Not that you have to be an RFK supporter, but it doesn't matter. Any third party will be Lawfared out of existence. It's just, and I'm not saying the Republicans wouldn't do the same, but in the past, 20 years or so, it's been Democrats wielding that kind of like aggressive power.
We've had a couple of options, like third party. Like Ron Paul ran third party in 2008.
That's probably the closest. They need to get 5%. That's it. But they get 5% of the vote. And then they get public funds. They basically become like a recognized third party.
Yeah,
That's what I say when people say I'm throwing my vote away.
It's like no.
Like if they get the percentage, they get the money, they get the recognition.
Right. They're not going to win the state, but they might get the percentage.
Yeah. The other person was Gary Johnson, and here's the thing, though. What a
black hole of charisma.
he got time on Fox News or something, and he's the one they threw the Aleppo bullshit at. Unprepared question for him, and since he was like, he didn't know at the time what they were talking about. That's the clip that circulated.
Yeah.
Because they sent a question at him that he was not prepared for, which they wouldn't pull this bullshit with the major candidates. They're not going to throw that to him on live TV.
No, but one thing I will say is at least, and this is still true, at least Fox News puts on these people. Mm-hmm. Like, at least they give them, like, they had RFK on a bunch. No one, the fucking, all the other people that are in the Democratic Party Pocket. They never let these people speak ever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Moving on. I mean,
it's possible. Yeah, moving on.
Yeah. Next up, we have Brian Davis. Number five, better VR games.
Yeah.
He has like almost everything from each of our lists. A second trip to the moon.
You mean a first trip to the moon?
I was like, wait, why a second trip to the moon? Even if we've landed on the moon multiple times. So
no.
A train system in Nashville. Number two, a cure for cancer. And number one, an average person's Olympics.
I am very much on board with that one. That would be sick. Suburban Olympics.
Yeah. You do that. You go bowling every week down the street.
It's not an average Olympic sport yet.
Next up, we have Mashin. Number five, high-speed internet available everywhere. Four, alternative fuel sources for cars, not electric, i.e. cooking oil. I mean, again, we're trying to push the hydrogen car is the next next one. Three, cures for all cancers. Two, ability to watch any sporting event with no media blackouts. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't. And that's a pretty easily feasible one that I'm surprised hasn't been. I mean, like they offer like those red zone packages and shit like that. But dude, just I pay for your cable service. I should be able to watch whatever the fuck I want.
Nope.
I think in the NFL, if they don't sell out the game, they don't broadcast it very much.
Yeah. Local stations here, if the what are they? The Commanders are on like Fox. There's not going to be a game on CBS. Hmm. They're going to black it out, so you have to watch the Commanders lose again.
What terrible franchise!
Yeah. Next up, we have Freshest of the Fun Butts, Mitch Ment. Number five, flying cars. Mm. Four, a cure for cancer. Big pharmacy conspiracy.
Yes, I mean, we've already gone over it.
Yeah. Three, orgasm chips implanted in the brain. Two, a significant movement to end. Dogs just barked at each other. Nope. A significant movement to end the Fed.
End it.
Number one, referendums for significantly important issues instead of a political shit show.
No, I mean,
yeah,
that's asking too much.
That's asking too much. Listen, it's not. Yeah. It's if you want to, people just don't vote on policy because again, if you wrote down policy positions on paper, any rational person would pick. They would just pick Trump. They just hate the guy because they've been programmed to hate him. But like, you just put him on paper and you go, you look at him and you go, well, this one doesn't make any fucking sense and it's bad. And this one, I don't agree with everything, but at least there's like a handful of good ideas on there. And if I can only pick from these two, I'm just going to pick this one. Like, guys, no one, again, I put it out there. If someone is voting Kamala Harris and you truly believe in why that's not some sort of surface level thing, like policy specific, hit me up. I will put you on the show.
Matt hates joy.
That's not a fucking policy position. And that's what people are like, but you're right. That's what they're doing. They're like, I want the joy back in America. Cool. I hope you're being very joyful when you're spending $600 for a week's worth of fucking groceries for fucking two people, you fucking idiot.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, go on.
Next up, we have Gray. Number five, hoverboards.
That's a good one.
Four, a device to record our dreams.
Also a good one.
That's good.
Yeah. Three, we have a washer and a dryer, but what about a folding machine?
Great. Gray is winning my vote.
I'm voting for him.
Gray's winning my vote so far.
Two, a way to teleport.
Yep.
And number one, space travel. Let's go take all the resources from other planets.
I like his imperial logic. I'm pro-imperialism, so Gray, I'm with you.
Next up, we have CJ Doubleday. Number five, why don't we have any other kind of Rangoon besides crab? That's a good question.
Don't ask the dangerous questions, CJ.
Yeah.
Oriental Gardens down the street from me has buffalo chicken dip Rangoons.
Oh shit.
OGs.
Number four, a device that takes any book you own and turns it into an audiobook by simply placing the device on the cover.
That's not hard. Three,
AI's getting there.
I honestly, that's like a lateral move from like what I'm working on now. I could probably
Here's your next billion dollar industry. Number three, a trash chute that disposes of trash, recycling, and even Amazon boxes from in front of your house. Why do we have to wait for trash day?
Oh, my God. That's a good one, too.
That's a great one.
That's actually but one.
Imagine you get in the wrong tube trying to go to the bank. You end up at the dump.
I'm on the detention level.
Number two, time travel portals.
Mm.
And number one, real creatures like monsters roaming the world. My neighborhood could use a goddamn Yeti running around.
Yeah, I got the Yeti. The Yeti, baby.
Imagine every neighborhood had a fucking thing running around to scare you. It's awesome.
Just a cryptid. Yep. We have Dingus Cunnilingus Adams. Number five, why don't we have more than two political parties? I'm tired of being fucked in this threesome scenario. I need a political orgy pounding my ass for the love of God.
All right.
Four, why don't we have robot prostitutes that look like Victorian era celebrities? I want to bang Florence Nightingale. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Three, why don't we have Viagra gummies? Actually, that's a good question. I bet, yeah.
Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Two, not gummy, why don't... Number two, why don't we have flavored condoms that actually taste good?
I've never tasted a condom, gotta be honest here.
Number one, why don't we have cars that run on cum yet? Jizz is one of the cleanest renewable sources in existence, and we waste millions of gallons of baby juice by blasting it into socks, tissues, prostitutes, or mason jars with an anime figurine in it every day. Based on my own statistics, most men stroke the steel beam 6 to 7 times daily, producing approximately 1 cup each time with 165 million men in the U.S. That's almost 62 million gallons of cum daily. So make cars that suck my dick, you cowards.
He did the math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really put effort in that one.
That's good stuff.
Next up, we have K-Funk.
Mason
number
jar
five.
With an anime figure is so anime funny.
Figurine, yes. Next up, number five, a working cure for hangovers. Four, a pill that Wait, so five is a working cure for hangovers. Four is a pill that ends hangovers.
So
three,
four would be the
a drink
to five.
Three, a drink that takes away a hangover. Two, some sort of machine you could lay in and it would remove a hangover. And number one, booze that doesn't give you a hangover. Hey, was K-Funk at the party yesterday?
Yes, he was.
I met him for the first time.
We went down the water slide together.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I missed adult water sliding.
Oh, yeah. You missed all the adult shenanigans.
Oh, man.
And lastly, we have Ryan Brown.
My man.
Number five, money. Everybody else does. Why don't we? Four, a decent educational system.
Yeah, that's another thing. End the DOE. End the fucking Department of Education is a fucking useless bureaucratic system that has done no improvement since its inception. Statistically and empirically proven, everything has gotten worse since their inception. Anyway, go on.
Yep. Three, in-home conveyor belts like a mini Wally system.
Just build it. Who's stopping you from doing that in your house?
Two, a base on the moon.
Oh, okay. Well, he wants to go military on the moon. All right.
And number one, decent employees instead of a bunch of bumbling bunch of ingrates and idiots.
That's why you got to get the make jib a thing again. Get the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't like the cut of your jib.
Yeah. Don't bring back the cut of your jib.
Yeah. And that's the fun butts.
All right. Awesome. Well, if you want to have your list read on the show, go to top5ofdeath.com. There you can join the Discord and participate in all these fun shenanigans. But that's going to wrap it up for this week. Good show, good fun time, and as always, we'll catch you next week and smell you later.